Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Viljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. In this week's preview, we focus on relentless jihadist terror that continues to sow death and destruction among Christian communities across Africa, and which cries out for the prayers of believers everywhere and for global attention and assistance. In Democratic Republic of Congo, Islamic State, Central Africa province, claimed responsibility for attacks in villages in the east of the country, where 18 Christians were beheaded in recent weeks. Closer to home in Mozambique, 4 Christians have been killed, including 2 who were beheaded in Cabo Delgado province, prompting many villagers to flee. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, masked gunmen believed to be radical Islamists stormed a Catholic school in the northwest last Friday, abducting more than 300 students and staff. About 50 girls reportedly escaped. The abductions came less than a week after 25 students were abducted from a secondary school for girls in northwestern Nigeria, and gunmen in central Nigeria attacked a church during a worship service, killing 2 and abducting 38. Such acts of terror are not restricted to DRC, Mozambique, and Nigeria. They are just among the latest reports of extremist violence on the African continent. CBN News says that over the last 8 years, the armed insurgency has caused thousands of deaths and triggered a humanitarian crisis affecting over 1 million internally displaced persons. According to a recent United Nations report, in just 1 week, nearly 128,000 people fled from villages in Nampula province following new attacks. According to CBN, Bishop Alberto Vera of Nampula said that since the 10th of November, several settlements in the area have been attacked, thousands of people have fled, and hundreds of homes have been set on fire. Asking for prayers, Bishop Vera said, "Pray a lot for us, because this is an incomprehensible, intolerable reality. We ask God to help us and grant us peace. We also ask the Mozambican government for the means to fight terrorists, not only militarily, but also with dialogue and with international means." Despite the escalating violence in northern Mozambique, ministry leaders serving in the area remain committed to pursuing peace and supporting affected communities. For more than 7 years, the region has faced recurring waves of violence, and we are still praying and believing for lasting peace, wrote Iris Global Ministry in October, referring to attacks in the north of the country in October, in which more than 30 Christians were beheaded and churches were burned down by Islamic State terrorists. Will Hart, CEO of Iris Global, told CBN that last month's attack is just one story of hundreds of people's lived experiences every single day. "But love looks like something in the midst of the chaos," he shared, adding that while the focus of these attacks has specifically targeted Christians, they are still on the mission to share hope with the hopeless. "We are feeding as many people as we can," Hart explained. "We are also giving out the word and truth, which is Christ, and sharing what it looks like to forgive those who persecute you. And we do that through solar Bibles. We are continuing to plant churches, and we are continuing to serve the broken, the poor, the sick, and the needy there." Hart implored believers who are watching the persecution at a distance to know that the only answer we have is Christ, and to get involved with spreading the love of Jesus. "I want to encourage you to pray for peace, to pray for this to stop, and secondly, pray for all our brothers and sisters who are living in the midst of this chaos," he said. In Nigeria, jihadists have killed 185,009 people, mainly Christians but also liberal Muslims, since 2009, according to Inter-Society, a human rights organization in Nigeria. Over 7,000 Christians have been massacred in the nation in the first 220 days of this year alone. The grave situation has been getting more world attention since U.S. President Donald Trump designated Nigeria a country of particular concern and warned of possible military action and cutting off aid. You can read this news and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.